Yeah, we're really interested. I think we've haven't shied away from that fact, and we've had some chats with he and his manager today, and we'll talk more since today.
Well, that was Marcus Ashcroft from the Gold Coast Suns saying, we're interested in Nick Malcheski. I'm glad he was because they've signed him to a big deal. And Scotty Clayton's recruiting manager of the Suns, been good enough to join us. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you on board. A good coup, big coup getting Nick Malcheski. How long has it been in the pipeline?
I suppose a couple of months ago we asked if we could have a chat when his playing commitment's finished. And Ben Nile, his manager, and Nick agreed that that would happen. So we caught up sort of Thursday after the grand final, gave him time to get over that, and then spoke quite regularly for a couple of days, and put our case forward, and we were so pleased that he agreed to join us last night.
Scotty, gone are the days of turning 30 and getting 1 year deals. It's a big deal, isn't it? Turning 30 and now a 3 year deal on the back of that for someone like Nick Malcheski.
Yeah, look, we just think it's a great endorsement for what we could put forward and where we're going. But, clearly he's a great player, an All-Australian last year. And besides his on-field stuff, we just think he'll be a magnificent leader around our place. I mean, for our young defenders, Kolodziejczyk and McKenzie and Lemons and others, we just think he'll have a great effect on them.
Do you sell a club, Scotty, when you've got no coach, particularly a guy who's been so successful at a great club with a great coach and great cultures? I imagine that would be a pretty important part of the equation for a guy like Nick Malcheski.
Yeah, look, I think, it gives us great confidence that, our direction's clear, even though clearly, we'll have a new coach, but our direction's really clear. Our DNA's sort of been stamped and what we stand for, and I think people can see where we're going. So we're really confident. We're agile enough to, see opportunity and take them, but we're still, really solid in where we're going. So we're able to, to get that across to Nick he sort of bought into our direction. And look, he's really excited about coming. So, it's a really, really exciting time ahead for us.
Scotty, you rolled Dom out on the recruit to explain the fortunes of going to the Gold Coast Suns. Did you use him in any way to say the same things to Nick Malcheski?
Of course, I thought that would be good practice for him when it came to Nick. Unfortunately, I had a school commitment with my son that night, so I couldn't get there myself. But no, he did a good job.
He did.
And he plays a pivotal role in what we do, Dominic Ambrosio, no doubt about that.
Well, that was a good effort on the recruit, but a better effort to lock away Nick Malcheski for 3 years. Well done on that. What about the Dane Boom situation? How close an eye are you keeping on that? Because I imagine that you'd be keen, should the opportunity present, to properly service Collingwood better than perhaps the Brisbane Lions seem to want to be.
Yeah, look, as I said, we're certainly an agile organisation that can move, so we'll keep one eye on that. But I think Paul Connors has made it quite clear that Brisbane's his option. So, and certainly he's going to be a marquee player for Brisbane should he get there. We've certainly got a marquee player in place with Gary and others coming. So, it would be difficult, but we'll certainly keep our eye on that. And you never know. But I'd suggest that Brisbane's probably if something's done, will be where it'll happen.
Scotty, take off your recruiter's hat. Put your dad's hat on. Josh has been recruited now to the Brisbane Lions under the father son. You must be very proud and excited, I suppose, in terms of watching his development now as a young man.
Yeah, look, he's really excited, and our family's really excited. He certainly wants to be a professional athlete, and very, stoked for Brisbane for his lifetime. So, it's a great time. It's been a very difficult year, I must admit. Watching him and being involved in the industry as well, that you are quite conflicted. No doubt about that. So, it's been exciting year for him and. With the Dragons and also Brighton Grammar, who won the APS. So, we'll look back on these times as, with great pride, probably.
Now, put the recruiter's hat straight back on, Scotty, and in 2 years' time, does he come to you and say, Dad, give me a 9-year deal at the Gold Coast?
Well, I certainly have to sort of withdraw myself from any chats about him in regards to the Gold Coast, so I imagine that would happen again. So, no, he's determined to go to Brisbane and carve out a career. So, we'll sort of support him, but, we wish him best.
All right. Well, there's plenty to unfold in the NAB AFL trade period, Scotty. You got a big fish the other day with Nick Malcheski. Well done. Congratulations. And well done, too, on Josh making the list at the Brisbane Lions. Well done. Thanks for your time.
Well done, Scotty.
Enjoyed talking. Thank you.